26 years of litigation over the Exxon Valdez oil spill ended today in a federal district court in downtown Anchorage. The state and federal governments have decided not to pursue a final $100 million from ExxonMobil over its 1989 oil spill in Prince William Sound. From the Energy Desk, APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports.
It was an anticlimactic end to 2.5 decades of litigation. The hearing Thursday morning lasted all of 15 minutes, and no representative from Exxon spoke. Instead, Judge Russell Holland, who has overseen the Exxon Valdez case from the start, asked the state and federal government if they had anything to add to their written filing. They said no. So the judge himself spoke. "I understand that some will be displeased with the government's decision," he said, "but based upon what's in your report, I'm satisfied it was the right decision. What's clear to me is that the process has been lengthy, it's been extensive, it's been expensive."
It was extremely disappointing. I mean, this is a very sad end to a very sad chapter in Alaska history.
That's biologist Rick Steiner, who has followed the case since 1989 and pushed the state to seek the additional funds.
"It's an unconscionable betrayal of public trust. And above all, what it does in the end is it just validates the public's distrust of the oil industry and government promises of responsible oil development in Alaska."
At issue was a provision called a reopener clause. The government's original 1991 settlement with Exxon for $900 million allowed for additional claims in case of unforeseen environmental impacts. In 2006, the state filed for that money, citing impacts on harlequin ducks and sea otters from oil still lingering under the surface on Alaska beaches. But now the state and the Department of Justice say those species have recovered, leaving no grounds to go after that money. Department of Justice attorney Bill Brighton negotiated the 1991 settlement, and more recently, the proposed settlement over the 2010 BP oil spill. He says it's the right call.
"I think we have no lack of aggressiveness toward oil companies, but we also really believe in following what the science tells us."
And the science, he says, wasn't there. The government's claim focused mostly on two species. Other impacts that weren't included in the 2006 claim, like those on herring or killer whales, couldn't be considered by the court. And by 2013, the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council had found that harlequin ducks and sea otters had recovered.
"We've investigated this claim very thoroughly, and we've reached the point where it's clear that further pursuit of the particular narrow claim that was under the reopener isn't an appropriate thing to do."
The government's litigation over damages to the environment is separate from the private litigation on behalf of fishermen and local residents. That ended in 2008 when the Supreme Court approved a settlement of $500 million, much lower than the $5 billion a jury originally awarded. Brighton says regardless of feelings about the private litigation, the government settlement has been a success.
"And I understand the feeling, particularly the a feeling of a need for more, even more retribution. And, you know, I certainly don't want to say anything positive about the way the private litigation ended up going. But on the side of the claims of the government, I think we have a very, very favorable and fair resolution."
The state and feds stress that while this is the end for the courts, it's not the end for restoration work in Prince William Sound. The trustee council still has $200 million for that work from the original 1991 settlement. As for Judge Holland, my colleagues have been fretting for 14 years that some of this litigation might outlive my time on the court, he said. Happily, that hasn't happened. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz.